All right, welcome to the show.
Woohoo!
There you go, the greatest band of all time behind Beatles and the Eagles, the Gap Band. I love the Gap Band. Let's just listen to some more.
I just like the beat.
I like at the end of the song when they actually play the... All right, so... There you go. The Gap Band dropped a bomb on me. We're going to do a show related to this. We are. It's going to be good. Everybody stick around.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. On today's show, we're going to have the bomb rating system in all its glory and detail. Tune in for that exciting thing that we're going to do next.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Welcome back to the show. Aren't you glad you're here?
Yes.
I didn't think you'd make it. Where you been? How long has it been since you had a nice steaming bowl of two blind squirrels, huh? That doesn't really work, does it?
No.
Okay. You're fine.
Next.
You can't win them all. Some of them you got to lose. Oh, we got this too. This sent in by James Kennison, which is no longer available. Oh, that's good. Thanks.
Alrighty then.
Thanks, James. That was nice of you to send that to me.
What did he send in?
Well, it's no longer available.
He didn't say what it was.
It's a song.
Oh.
It's not very nice.
It wasn't very nice at all, James. What happened there? Anyway, so now I'm trying to kind of fiddling around, thinking, hey, what am I going to do next? So we got the bomb. So while Adam was here,
yes,
we discussed the bomb, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, we talked about the bomb diggity,
and then the bomb diggity,
mm-hmm.
and then there was the bomb diggity bomb,
right? Which is very rare.
Very rare. The more you use it, the less it actually means.
Yes, right.
So it's life-changing only.
Yes.
We went over that pretty well. But the bomb rating system has evolved. And the reason why I'm so excited about it is because it has taken the place of my genius. Oh, that's genius.
Yeah.
It's taken the place of that, which is good, because I'm tired of saying that's genius, which also replaced the Furry Tail Awards, which Gracie hated. So.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. So this has replaced genius,
mm-hmm,
the bomb,
mm-hmm.
but get this, it's also replaced sucks. You know how we don't like to say it sucks because we don't want our kids saying it
right,
sucks?
Right.
And you know how it brings up certain images you don't really want?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I've replaced it with craters.
Craters?
Yeah, that craters instead of that sucks, because it's on the bomb. See, it's
the
bomb.
Aren't you smart?
And it still has that visual connotation.
Craters.
That craters. And then if something really is bad, then you've got, you know, major crater. You know, that's a major crater. Or that's the crater, you know, that's that craters or that cratered. And you've also got a middle of the road. This has also evolved into another thing where you were expecting it to be the bomb,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't the bomb.
Right.
But it didn't quite crater.
Right.
It was just a dud.
It was a dud.
Yeah, so there you go. What was that?
Did you write all this down for us so that we?
I did.
Remember?
I actually put it out on the forum, which is still down.
Is
at
it a
the
dud?
Time that we are recording?
So it's a dud.
No, this craters.
It's a crater.
This is definitely craters. The forum is down, and that craters big time. So that's a major crater. So that's the bomb rating system. That's the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Love you.
I thought there'd be more because I was going to have all these comments of people. Well, see, like John Wilkerson brought up the fact that you could have nuclear. You know, he was trying to get something above bomb diggity bomb, which is against the rules.
It's not, no. That's
against the rules. You can't have anything above bomb diggity bomb. So I said nuclear is actually just the potential to being a bomb. So if you say something is nuclear, then you're not, you know, it has the energy to be a bomb.
But it isn't quite the bomb.
May not be a bomb yet. It may
be a bomb, not a bomb.
Just because you have nuclear capability doesn't mean you can organize it into a bomb.
Right.
I think we need some clarification.
Oh, Gracie has questions.
Yes, I do.
That's good. That's why we brought this up, so that we could all be clear on this.
Exactly. I'm representing the entire squirrel community, if you will. Okay?
I will.
All right. I want to know examples of what would qualify as a bomb diggity, and what would be that unique and rare bomb diggity bomb. Tell us, Brad.
Well, for instance, if you turned on the TV, okay, and it happened to, and you wanted to watch a good show, and you turned the TV on and Leave It to Beaver was on, well, that'd be the bomb. Because you were just expecting a good show, but you got Leave It to Beaver. Now, if you turned on the show and it was the Dick Van Dyke Show, that would be the bomb diggity. You see what I'm saying?
Like a crater.
Yeah. Thank you, John. I didn't want to say it.
But see, these are all, these are all opinion things.
It's all opinionate,
what's good,
yeah.
What's genius to me, which
and
is
the bomb.
And you
know the bomb diggity bomb would be?
What would be
if you turned on the TV? I Love Lucy.
No, I don't know if you could say a TV show is a bomb diggity bomb. See, I don't even like saying bomb. It's BDB. It's a potential BDB.
Oh, brother.
It is that ranking that should not be named.
Aldi's is the bomb diggity.
That's what we've established through the rating system that Adam set up. That his standard here is that Aldi's is the bomb diggity.
Do you know what Aldi's is?
Yeah, we have those. Okay. I don't like them.
Why not?
Sorry,
cheap groceries.
Cheap, yeah, it is, but it's a lot groceries. Of junk. Where I'm from, it's like cockroach filled.
So you've got Brookshire's being the bomb, Aldi's being the bomb diggity, and then what's that the place where you buy the special bagels?
Oh, Wegmans.
Wegmans would be the bomb diggity bomb.
Oh yes.
There you see what I'm saying? There's your scale right there. And if you went to the grocery store and it was closed, and it was your favorite grocery store, and
you'd
went there,
say,
closed,
that craters.
And if it's a new store in town and you're excited about it, it's nuclear. And it's not the bomb yet because you haven't been there to experience it. It's just nuclear because it's exciting. It's got a lot of energy surrounding it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then if you're excited about it and you go there and it turns out not to be the bomb, it could just be a dud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Are we all clear? Are we good?
We can't just say it sucks anymore.
No, we can't say it sucks anymore.
Don't say that word. We don't want our kids to say that word.
We don't want our children to say it.
Yeah, it's a little late.
So it craters.
Yeah, but we don't want Helen to say it.
Okay, well, don't let Helen listen.
Well, she listens to me talk, and I have to describe things.
I don't know. The word crater just has a weird sound to me. It reminds me of a crater face. I'm thinking of craters in your face. I don't know why.
That's just mean.
Like acne?
Like Brian Adams?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't looked at him.
Poor guy.
So I wouldn't know.
Crater face?
Yeah. See, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
The first thing that came to your mind was crater face.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're talking about bombs, not pimples. Do you want to have a pimple rating system? You can maybe you have a pimple rating system where you have like a whitehead, a blackhead, and like Mount Eusebius. Okay, so those are maybe that's your rating system, but I'm gonna stick with the bomb rating system. Okay, all right, we good?
The crater thing I have an issue with, but I'll learn to live with it. I guess I'll submit to your authority, Brad.
I'll listen to her. Listen to her. That's it. That's all I got. Seriously, I'm done. It's like 9 minutes in the show. I'm done. That's all you get, people. Sorry. Well, if you have, here's the problem. The form is down, and that craters, and that's got me in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a crater right now,
and I'm tired.
And you're tired, so you can't pull me out.
No.
So we're stuck here.
Sorry.
And all these people who are listening, they're listening at 5 o'clock in the morning, expecting a good show, something to bring in their day, something to
we're talking about
be uplifting
craters
and
pimples
and Mount Eusebius.
It's marsupius,
who?
Isn't it? Isn't it Marsupius?
Well,
I mean, if we're going to talk about a real mountain.
Mount Pussius.
Ew.
Mount Pussius.
You want to play our game?
No.
You want to play our game, Gracie?
What's our game? Would you rather?
Okay, y'all ready? This is your morning wake up. Would you rather? We're gonna play
a new
game.
Don't do that one.
I am doing
that
one.
That
you've
one?
Already you were making
that was
popping
do it, do
zit
it.
Sounds. Would you rather?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
This is gonna be a new thing.
Would you? Okay.
Okay. Would you
rather listen to this podcast?
No.
Turn it off and listen to something else.
Don't give them that option.
JesusGeek.info.
Would you rather eat a scab or the pus that comes out of the sore?
The scab, 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 the scab.
I'll be anorexic, thank you.
I'm eating the scab.
John?
Scab.
Ew, I can't even believe you'd make a choice.
You have
you
to.
You have to make
That's
a choice.
The game.
That's the point of the game.
I quit the game.
You can't quit. You can't quit.
That's disgusting. Why would you even think about that?
Because that's what the game is. You have to pick between the two gross things.
Or the two, these two, the lesser of two evils, basically, is what the game is.
Much rather eat a scab than...
Okay, I think the show's over now.
Come on, no, we haven't got an answer from you yet.
Would I rather eat a scab or eat a...
Or the pus that comes out of it.
Gracie, you don't have to think about it. You just have to say a word.
Scab, scab, scab,
okay, there
right?
you go.
There
right.
you go, very
Gracie
good.
Gracie eats scabs. Gracie eats scabs.
Good morning, everyone.
Scab.
Take a big drink of coffee and swallow that scab.
Everybody, we got one more to do, and then we'll wrap things up, okay? Would you rather say, I'm fixing to go to the store, or y'all better get ready to go to the store? Okay, so what would you rather say, Faith?
I'd rather say y'all.
That y'all are ready, that
are y'all,
better,
ready to...
y'all better get ready to go to the store?
No, I'd say I'm fixing to go.
Fixing to go to the store. John?
I'm fixing to go to the store.
Fixing to go to the store. Gracie?
I'm thinking fixing, but I wouldn't say that either, but just because I have a choice. I take option C, other.
There is no option C.
Okay, fixing, because you know I won't say the other word.
Darn it. Would you rather eat pus or say y'all?
Just say y'all one time for me.
Would you rather eat pus or say y'all?
It's my birthday present.
That's funny.
Now, come on, let's let Gracie do one. Now, we're picking on her. I mean, that's not fair. That's not how the game works.
Okay, Gracie, go.
Would you rather? Faith's done one. I've done one. Now, Gracie,
would I rather say that word than...
No, you do anything. You can come up with your own choice. You come up with your own choice for the rest of us.
All right.
Okay. Would we rather... Go ahead.
Would you rather...
Uh-huh.
Eat vomit.
Ew. Why are you going to always go with the food?
Well, because
that's what people do. That's what we do.
Vomit or eat poop.
Vomit.
Go ahead. You, what would you say?
Vomit.
Vomit.
It's eat very vomit. Simple.
Your own or somebody else's?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
That's not part of the question.
It doesn't matter.
Brad, but it was your answer,
open.
Oh. Well, you made me answer the scab.
Come on. Vomit, 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 vomit.
I'm gonna have to say vomit, Chuck.
Nobody's gonna have an appetite tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Faith, we won't
okay,
have to worry about eating.
Nope.
John,
your turn.
Your turn. Are you crying or sweating?
I'm crying.
We made John cry.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Okay, no eating ones. Now, come on, no eating ones.
Big John.
Do you need a minute?
Would you rather...
Okay. No dating ones either. Come on now.
No.
You need a minute?
Would you rather listen to JesusGeek.info?
Or...
have Dan from New Zealand call in.
That's not really a choice. Well, Dan, I'll pick Dan. Dan wins. You don't get to make another one. Dan wins. Faye?
I'd have to go with Dan.
Dan. Gracie?
Dan.
Oh, the Mermaid.
Smack the Mermaid.
Has lost,
and that's the bomb diggity.
It craters for the Mermaid, though.
Yeah, it does crater for the Mermaid.
All right, where was I at? Oh yeah, I was wrapping this thing up. All right, well there you go. We vamped for another 6 minutes on would you rather end the show or have us waddle on through
the muck and mire,
tired speech and buffalo tongue talk.
I just hope to get the website up soon.
Do you ever talk so much that you're... I mean, am I the only person,
yes,
because I talk so much,
yes,
that your tongue actually...
Yes.
You have to drink water
yes,
constantly.
Yes.
Your tongue does what?
Yes, it does, or yes, I'm the only one.
Yes, I'm the only. Yes, you are.
You never, the queen talker on the phone, never get tired of talking.
Do you know who I talk to?
Well, I know, but you talk to other people sometimes. We used to talk till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but you did all the talking.
What is your tongue doing, man? Is it like doing tricks in your mouth?
No, it's just
flying
like,
away.
It's just like tired of moving. It's like it's a muscle and it's tired.
Dude, we work for a communications company. We talk all day long.
I don't.
Well, he does. He sits at his desk.
Sit at my desk, my headphones on, listen to music.
I talk all day long. I'm like.
So does your tongue ever get tired of talking?
Occasionally.
Okay, Gracie.
Mine does because I have to use. I have to talk all the time.
There you go. So it's just you, Faith.
Nope.
She's tone. She's got a tone tongue. That's what it is.
Tone tongue. Tuned.
She's got a little baby treadmill in there. It's working out all
what's
day
worse? Okay, this isn't a would you rather. This is what's worse. Biting your tongue the first time or biting your tongue in the exact same spot the second time, 10 seconds later.
The second time.
Golly, that makes me mad.
Don't it.
Or is anybody else bite their jaw?
You bite your cheek more than anybody else I know.
Oh, dog, it that hurts. I roll it. It like rolls and.
Or what's worse is if you got something spicy in your mouth and you accidentally bite your cheek.
Oh, and it gets in there?
And it gets in there and you're like.
I'll just quit eating. I don't care what I'm eating. I'll just quit because that hurts so bad. And I know I'm going to bite it again if I keep eating.
You have issues.
I have, well, you have mouth I need issues. Braces because look at this overbite.
You have mouth issues.
See that? You see that?
Oh, that's nothing.
Look.
You borrow Rachel's from there.
Aren't I sexy? Look.
You have mouth issues.
Wait, where's my camera?
I have an overbite.
Mm-hmm.
That was like popsicle the lip you see stick. In the African pictures with the big plate in the lip that you just...
Microphone's blocking, I can't see.
And bubble gum shrimp.
Yeah, right.
Shrimp fried cocktail, shrimp damn, shrimp fat.
That's kind of scary, John.
That is kind of scary, John. You know, this is a podcast. I can't see you.
That's okay. You can.
I saw it too.
But I'm not embarrassed tonight. Thanks, John. All right, everybody. We're going to bed. Not together.
I'm going home.
John's going to go to bed at his house. Gracie's going to go to bed in her room. And me and Faith are going to bed together. But it's not as dirty as
we don't need to know anything else.
What?
I got some good news for you.
You got good news?
Good news.
You going to bed with somebody else? No.
That was so wrong.
Sorry.
And if she hears that.
This podcast
no, I didn't mean that against somebody else other than me. You were saying good. Anyway, go ahead. Good news.
I bought a website.
You bought a website?
Yeah, I bought a domain.
You bought a domain?
Yes.
From GoDaddy?
No, you. Host Monster.
You bought it from Host Monster?
Yeah.
Cool.
What'd you buy?
Bought my domain. And I bought it so I could learn how to do that kind of stuff because it's always been interesting.
What's the domain you bought? What's the name?
Doesn't have a name yet.
It's www.
Yes.
ilovegracie.com.
Yeah, you wish. It's all lowercase letters, big-john316.com.
Ah.
Nice. Right now there's nothing there. You get a couple of little blue words. I do have a forum on there, but nothing's set up yet.
Oh, he's setting up a forum.
Is it competition?
No, for me to learn.
You're not going to have like little rodents for like icons, are you?
No.
Please.
No.
Roaches.
No.
Roaches and bugs.
Roaches. I'll stick with the squirrels, all right?
Cowboy hats.
Would you rather have a roach as a pet or a rat as a pet?
Rat.
Vayas con Dios.
Vayas con Dios, everybody.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.